Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Today's episode is proudly sponsored once again by the Dungeon Cast, the podcast where hosts Will and Brian talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons and teach you how to play the game, learn the lore behind every monster or deity throughout the D&D multiverse, or how to build incredible characters to explore the worlds of D&D. Passively gather knowledge to become a dungeon master and receive countless tips and tricks on how to create your own world and weave a story the likes of which will have your players clamoring for more. So what are you waiting for? Check out the Dungeon Cast and learn about dragons, demons, magic, and other super cool D&D stuff now. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get your podcasts, or on YouTube, or check the show notes for the links. This ad is brought to you by the Demogorgon, Lord and Ruler of the Dungeon Cast, and greatest and most undisputed powerful demon lord in the known cosmos. Shout out to Demogorgon, and all praise Demogorgon. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Herdek calls out, "There must be mind controlled. Try not to kill them."
You were checking if they were being mind controlled. See? It's just a big bit of silly. This is a sitcom.
Except two people died.
Oh, yep. But they were barely named. You're allowed to die in a sitcom if you don't have a name.
Okay.
One thing at a time. What do you want me to answer first?
Did you turn on any golems?
Yes. Quite a few.
How many?
I don't know, like 100, maybe more. I wasn't counting.
You cast Frostbite, you feel them weave of energy ripple into the machine, then immediately the machine shudders. You can see the weave of magic flip and the spell reverberates back at you. You see that it goes into the feeding tube and it tries to feed the acid in. Then you're like, well, this looks like it's working. You feed the entire thing in and that fucks the machine. Here's the bad news, ladies and gentlemen. When you do that, the machine doesn't like it, and it doesn't like it in a very explosive way. You are worried for the structural integrity of this entire complex.
I'm going to turn into a horse. Herdek, get on and lead the fucking way. So, whoever can get on my back, and this can be a very quick thing to be like, all right, people are very slow. If Haverstack is, I can't remember his name. If they're basically going to be like very slow, then I need them on my back. But if they're actually going to start running, then great.
Haverstack, Herdek. Herdek is moving. Yes,
like because are they actually moving with speed, or are they like loping slowly? Basically, do they seem like they are in danger and that they are running? Is my only question.
Well, they're moving about as fast as the rest of the group, which is moving at half speed.
Yeah. Okay.
Herdek is not trying to race ahead at full speed. They're not going at full speed, but neither is the rest of the party.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm taking two people, that still a few.
Yeah,
people
there's four people who are moving at half speed.
Okay.
I think we just need to start toddling.
Yeah,
you're moving. Can I get a highs or lows, Global?
Yeah, let's get highs.
All right, Big T.
Highs.
Big T, you need to make another dexterity saving throw. Wow, it just really likes you. You take another 5 points of damage as another rock strikes you.
Oof.
Can I get one for Chantel?
Lies.
Can I get one for Saren?
Highs.
We haven't fully healed in this dungeon, have we?
No. Yeola, highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeola also gets hit by a rock.
Damn.
Yeola takes 4 points of damage. And then Ziamia.
Loge.
And they're off. So you are sprinting through.
Yep.
You move obviously as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. You come to a partially flooded section. You came this way previously. There is a cross intersection where going straight through is how you got here. Going right, there is a strange trap. The trap is under, just underneath the water, very difficult to see. There is a section of the pathway there that is black material instead of stone. Herdek doesn't really know this section very well, but Zia Mia indicated that that section is no good, but didn't explain why. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that section, you know, is a massive shortcut. To your left is unknown.
Okay, well, which way did Herdek come from?
Well, you went going straight, but you know, if you turn right, it's there's a trap of some sort, but there is also a massive shortcut.
Wasn't Herdek leading the way?
Yeah, Herdek is leading the way, but this section is common to Ziamia and Herdek.
Okay. So I don't follow what we're meant to be doing.
Well, Herdek comes to that intersection and is like, there's a shortcut, but a trap.
Oh, so if we go through the shortcut, we go through the trap.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll just go the normal way.
But yeah, we've been the normal way, haven't we?
Global highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. You take 7 points of damage.
Ow.
Ow. Tree stump.
Highs.
Oh, I forgot to roll for a Herdek. Herdek needs to make it. Highs or lows for Herdek?
Lows.
Lows.
All right. I'm going to make this a mega rock because Herdek's not been hurt so far. Herdek takes 18 points of damage. All right. The building begins to properly collapse. You keep moving, and you can see now, it took you an extra couple of minutes, but you can see now back where you were previously down that strange corridor. You keep sprinting the way that you're going. Herdek gestures, you come to a T intersection. Herdek gestures down a path that you've not been and says, "This is the way that we came from." You turn that way, head that way. You see a disabled trap, some sort of axe swinging thing that Zia Mia didn't. The reason why Zia Mia has not been down this path. Mm-hmm. This is presumably a trap that Herdek, Tavatine, and the other two disabled somehow. As you're crossing through, can I get another highs or lows global?
Let's get highs again.
Okay. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Shit.
You fail.
Come on.
You take 10 points of damage.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to heal myself while we're running.
What level?
I'll just heal myself. I'll do that. Probably yeah, the third level. There we go. That's good. That's good. Sorry,
you
second
don't have
level.
Third level spells.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's heal myself there.
And then tree stump. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. You sure?
No. Lows.
Lows?
Yes.
Lows? Okay.
Yes.
As you're running, you see a pinprick of light, and you can see the outside. Herdek's like, that's where it is. Tree Stump, you, in your excitement, sprint ahead. The entire ceiling collapses. You need to make a dexterity saving throw. You should have picked highs. All right. You pass, so... Oh, I rolled really high, Cass. That was so foolish of you.
Every single other time you have told me to swap.
You want to know why?
For this moment, so you can trick me now?
Yep. Yeah. This is why.
It's like playing Jack in a Box with you. I never know which one's going to be the one that fucks me.
All right, you take, Tree Stump, you take 11 points of damage and are not crushed... Just partially crushed.
Oh, yeah.
When the ceiling completely collapses, Tree Stump, you are, because you made your saving throw, would you like to be on the outside side or the inside side?
The outside side, please.
Tree Stump, you scramble through, are nearly crushed, but then you emerge outside. You're in that strange, awful, desolate place.
I'm also unconscious.
Hey, Cass, as your rules lawyer again, you know how I have that ability where you can just not take some damage for a bit?
Oh, Adam, something just occurred to me.
Yeah.
I've just conferred with my rules
lawyer. You took
lawyer.
No damage from that.
Thank you.
You emerge out into that desolate wasteland. Tavertine is standing there. He looks back and gives you a very sad and worried expression.
It's Felin. Can you dig?
Shrugs.
I'm guessing it's too much for two people to dig.
Very probably.
Okay.
The rest of the party inside.
Oh, yeah.
Slams to a fucking halt. A Yayla cries, back! Back the way we came!
I'll rear up.
All right. You turn and head the other way. Global. Highs or lows?
Highs.
All right. Very good at this. Highs or lows for Chantel?
Lows.
Highs or lows for Herdek?
Highs.
All right. Herdek needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck, I hate that.
They fail. Herdek takes 12 points of damage.
Great news. Have they been able to heal themselves somewhat as we're running?
Well, they don't want to slow down to do that. If they slow down, they're already the slowest member of the party. They would start falling behind.
Are they? Okay. Even with everyone else being so slow.
Yeah. Actually, you're a horse. You couldn't cast that healing spell.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't. All right.
Highs or lows for Saren? Oh, wait. Herdek's sitting on you. Herdek could cast that for themself. Herdek recovers 17 hit points, and you know what? They're going to cast it on you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you will only recover 7 hit points.
That's okay.
Then, can I get highs or lows for Saren?
Highs.
Highs or lows for Yayla?
Lows for Yayla.
Lows?
Yes.
I'd go highs.
Okay, highs.
Highs? All right. And then, finally, for Ziamia.
What have you done?
I don't know.
Highs. Just reset the jacket
highs?
Of books.
Yeah.
Nah, go lows.
Go lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
You pick lows? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
No one else is hit.
Okay.
How fucking dare you?
I'm just trying to work out how he's going to punish us the most, you know?
You start heading downstairs and the water begins to get higher and higher upon you. You start having to like kind of like wade through. Mm-hmm. I guess as a horse, you're largely fine, but some of the shorter members of your party and the less strong members of your party are having a harder time.
So basically it's just, who is on my back? I guess it's just Chantel and
Herdek.
Herdek on my back. Mm-hmm. And so... Okay, the other three are kind of lag. Okay.
Yeah, they are lagging behind. Like, you're moving, you can move at the speed of a horse, but they are moving at 15 feet around.
That's fair.
Well, I'm 30 feet, because they're obviously double moving. Yeah, all right, so as the water gets deeper, you come to a part that was a fucking pain to traverse when you were coming the other way.
Yep.
So there is a series of platforms that you need to jump from one to the next. And going through, the water current is like pushing you into the holes. So you need to be very careful. On the way here, you would have hammered pittons into the walls and used rope to slowly work your way across. You can still do that, but that will take like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, right.
Also, as a horse, you could probably leap the entire thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a horse, I can jump, yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
With fairly
ease?
Probably with ease, yeah. No, it would be a roll. It just wouldn't be a hard roll.
Okay, well, I'll
there's
try
a chance for failure.
Okay. Well, I'll try and do that and try and if I can help everyone.
You leap across, you're fine.
Cool. Well, I'll try and go back and forth and help everybody out across. I've got to do that how many times?
You have to go back. Oh, and then the wolf and the fucking hen. Oh, my God. And why are you transporting a fucking wolf? You're a farmer. You don't need a wolf.
Cabbages keep getting ate by my wolves.
Yeah, what the hell? Anyway, you leap back, and on the leap back, you, like, stumble a little bit. There's a brief moment, but you're fine.
Okay.
Then you pick up. Who are you going to pick up?
I guess Yayla and
it's Yayla, Saren, and Ziamia. One of them is getting left behind.
Yeah. Well, whoever just scrambles on, I'll take them and they'll jump.
Yayla
across.
And Ziamia it is.
Yep. I can't really communicate as a horse.
As you're leaping back, can I get highs or lows?
No. Don't wanna. Highs, yeah, why not?
You wanna keep that?
Yeah.
You want to keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's clever. So you are not hit by a rock.
He tried to trick you.
Okay. And then can I get for Yayla on your back? Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows? Highs. You want highs? Highs? All right. Yeola isn't hit.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Cool.
And finally, Ziamia. Woof. Woof. Highs or lows?
Highs?
All right, yeah. You're fine.
Okay.
And on the other side, Chantel.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping they would keep moving.
They keep moving, but rocks are still falling.
Let's go with... Oh, my God. Highs.
Highs? Lows. Switch to lows, I reckon.
Okay.
All right.
No.
And then finally, that avoided a cave-in. I rolled a 2. And then finally, her deck. Oh, my God. Knowing I either got 1 or 100.
Her deck.
It's either a cave-in or not.
Lows?
Cass, your opinions?
I'd stick with it.
Let's go with lows.
Locking it in? Locking in?
Yep.
Yeah, the entire roof collapses upon her deck.
Yes, of course.
Good.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Before being sentenced to death for illegally exhuming the body of famed naturalist and cousin fucker Charles Darwin so that she could sell pieces of him on the black market, my mama always used to say, "Adam, you dumb sack of beans, always remember to protect yourself online, because if the cops find out what I'm doing, they'll hang, draw, and quarter me like a traitor to the crown." And while they did eventually discover her operation, due to mystical powers bestowed upon them by the old gods, they sure enough did not stop her from selling most of Charles Darwin, thanks to NordVPN. If you spend any time on the internet, whether that be streaming, gaming, or even selling pieces of famed British naturalists, then you should consider hiding yourself from the curious eyes of strangers. And thanks to NordVPN, there's never been a cheaper way to do that. Listeners of this show get a special deal of 1 month free plus a bonus gift. Just head on down to nordvpn.com/isfornerds or use code isfornerds to claim your deal. If you don't like it, Nord offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't want to end up with your head on a pike outside of the Tower of London like my mama, go on down to nordvpn.com/isfornerds.
Oh, no.
Everything is buried alive here. Shit.
23.
All right.
Herdek is crushed underneath the roof. You cannot see Herdek. The bright side is that you can still traverse because the roof is so high up that you could go over this and onto the other side. It would be a mad scramble, an athletics check, if you will. But nonetheless, you can make it to the other side.
And Herdek is... You can't see
Herdek.
That's a shame. Well, I apologize as a horse to Herdek for a lot of things.
Chantel starts scrambling. She doesn't care.
Yeah. But to their defense, they're probably happy to. We'll start scrambling up.
All right. Chantel clears it pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that you are a horse and it is unsteady ground, you manage to clear it. And then,
I like that
wait,
sentence.
You need to go back for...
Oh, yeah, I'll get to the...
You need to go back for Saren.
Saren? Oh, yes, I'll go back for Saren, yes, of course.
Okay, you fuck it up. You rolled a 1, my friend. You fucked it up. I'm very sorry. You fall, you go soaring through the air and straight into a hole.
Do I have anything which was just to succeed on a check? Well, I guess I fall. Eat shit.
Okay, you sail beautifully, perfectly. Your horse body perfectly slides like through like a round peg through a round hole, fits neatly into and slips down into the inky darkness of that hole. You are a horse trapped and drowning. Your transformation.
Oh yes, if I'm drowning as a horse, and the horse can't swim that well, yeah.
I'm gonna say not right now.
So yeah, no, I would definitely end that at some point, and try to swim myself.
You struggle and thrash, trying to get upwards. You have a lot of trouble.
Mm.
You are struggling valiantly as hard as you can, but unfortunately, it's just not enough. As you're sinking down into the inky blackness, your arm stretched up ahead of you. An arm grabs around your wrist, a hand grabs around your wrist and starts yanking you upwards. You surface and you are being half held by Saren. She drags you up onto her side, not the side that you want to be on. You look and you see the pile of rocks that has crushed her deck. And on that side, you see Chantel and Yeola. They're looking back in like clear distress. Oh, sorry. Chantel, Yeola, and Ziamia. You can see that. Chantel and Yeola. You can see that they seem a bit like divided on what they want to do. Saren.
Right. I was just like gesture with them to go run.
Saren calls out, "Go, go, we will be fine." She says, you do not believe her when she says that, but she's saying it nonetheless.
Does she believe her?
It's clear she doesn't believe herself either. Chantel and Yeola give you one like anguished look, but they run on.
Right. We'll try to do the slow way because we can't run it.
You try to shimmy across the side. That's a athletics check from each of you. Glubble, you are doing fine. So is Saren. Can I get highs or lows for you?
Highs.
Okay. And for Saren?
Also highs.
Also highs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're fine. You need to make another check. You're one third of the way across. You're fine. Saren doesn't fall, but there's a moment where she's, and you see that she's like holding on for dear life. She doesn't fall, but she makes no progress either.
Grab help?
She's not falling off. She just loses her balance a little bit. She's still holding on. She probably won't. She'd need to fuck up pretty catastrophically to fall, but she makes no progress.
Okay. Yeah,
highs or lows?
Let's go with highs.
Okay. And for Saren?
Lows.
Okay. Saren gets struck by a rock. Saren takes 5 points of damage.
I've got assist for a saving throw.
What is it? Is it reroll a saving throw?
It is assist a saving throw using my bonus.
Somehow from fucking not miles away, but from quite a ways away, you feel like something within you is like, Saren's in trouble.
Makes sense.
Saren, remember what I told you. Saren closes her eyes and remembers a encounter that her and Tree Stump had where Tree Stump was like, no, when you hold on to a rock, you want to make sure that the rope is nice and taut, like this. Saren, closing her eyes, thinks to herself, like this. And then the rock smacks her in the face and she takes 5 points of damage. Sorry, 10 points of damage.
Oh,
yeah. Well, a lot of my bonuses are actually negatives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's useful.
All right, one more roll to get across for Glubble. Glubble, you're on the other side.
Okay.
Saren doesn't fall in, but still makes no progress. She's still only one third of the way. Highs or lows, Glubble?
Highs.
Highs?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd go lows.
Okay, I'll go lows.
No.
All right. Yeah, all right. All right. No, I'll go lows.
Lows? All right, you're fine. And for Saren, highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Lows? Okay. Yeah. You're both fine.
Okay.
Do you wait or do you go?
I'm going to wait for her.
No. Okay. Saren attempts again. Saren passes the halfway point. Glubble, highs or lows?
Lows.
Yeah?
Oh. Highs.
Highs? All right, you're fine. And Saren? Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? All right. Saren needs to make another dexterity saving throw.
Why?
Saren passes, and so will only take half damage.
Is she? How's she looking health-wise?
She takes 1 point of damage. She is... nearly bloodied.
All right. All right. I'll as she's. Oh, it's all touch. It's all touch. Ah. Oh, healing ward. I'll healing word her for 4 points. 4 points of damage. 4 points of healing. That's nice.
And she makes her. She tries to finish that. Yeah. All right. She's on the other side.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Highs or lows?
Highs. Can.
Highs.
Yes.
And one more time.
Highs.
All right, you're both fine.
Can I get her to a car? Maybe at this point with that bardic inspiration to try and
it
catch up to
the others? It wouldn't really help you. You're talking like seconds of bonus here where you'll be running for like minutes. I mean, sure, okay. She can cast it if you want.
I mean, whatever gives us a little bit of extra zip right. At this moment in time. But
she
yes,
can
we'll,
yeah
we'll
buff run. You both for like two rounds. But yeah, it's not a lot.
It's not like a long, long time.
Yeah.
Whatever. We just try and mad scramble there. If it's going to take too long to cast it, then don't worry. But we'll just keep running.
It says a bonus action, so you're large. So she can do it while running. It won't slow her down to do that.
Okay, cool.
You come to an intersection, and in your panic, you're going to need to make a intelligence saving throw to remember the way.
Oh, that's cool. I'm dumb as shit.
That's not fair for us. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You both are fairly confident of the direction.
Okay. Look, if we're both confident, I'm pretty good with that.
You come to another intersection. You both need to remember the way.
Okay. We're fairly confident.
You're both confident on this direction.
Then it's only a problem if we both if we have a different opinion.
Yeah.
One final time.
Yep.
You're both confident on the direction.
Okay. Great news. That's good. We're both so very confident.
You come to a dead end. Highs or lows. Okay.
Highs.
Highs?
Yep.
All right. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Of course I do.
You pass, you'll take half damage. You take 3 points of damage, and highs or lows?
Go lows.
Lows? All right. Saren also needs to make a dexterity saving throw, which they also pass. Saren takes 6 points of damage. All right. Here's the trick, which was the wrong turn. You go back to the previous intersection. Do you want to stop and think here?
Was there any of them that were like a little bit unsure of, or was there any of them were a little bit?
No,
like,
you've only been confident thus far, actually, which is really funny.
Yep. And so there's nothing that like literally there is no difference between one, two, or three.
Yeah, probably. So you might as well stop and reassess here.
Yep. Does any of these look familiar at all?
You are uncertain, but you both think that this is the one that you fucked up on, and you think you know the way again.
I love being an idiot. Yep. All right. Cool.
All right. Hell yeah. You go down the pathway. Immediately you're like, oh, thank God. Oh, my God. Oh, thank Jesus Christ.
Elf Lord and Savior. Yes.
You pass the space that had the like shuttering doors. You know you're so close to the end now.
Right.
But the last mad dash is a swim.
Okay.
You're both going to need to make an athletics check.
Yep.
And if you fail this athletics check, you will need to make a luck check because this place is coming down in the next couple of rounds.
Okay. I still think I'm a little bit of a fish when I panic, so sure.
You need to make an athletics check. Oh, just barely. Saren? All right. I tell only truths. I tell only lies. I tell only truths. I tell only lies. You sprint. You could see the light. At the light, you could see the entire party. I presume Big T and Tavertine, you head to the other.
Oh, yeah. Going to the... Yeah.
You get there. You reach down and grab both of them just in time, holding them up as the rubble shoves its way down the pipe, filling it up and destroying the two statues, plus the camp that you'd made, filling that tunnel, that pathway almost completely. You pull them out with just moments to spare. Had you hesitated for even a second, both of them would have gotten caught up in like a rock landslide forcing its way down the tunnel.
So, some good news. We finally got rid of Nock.
Well, that's exciting.
Bad news. Lux is also dead, I guess.
Ah, yes.
Oh, no.
Weebo!
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 Weebo.
What could... Could we have discovered Weebo?
No, Weebo isn't real.
Well...
He only lies!
Does he? Because sometimes it seemed a bit truthy from him.
No, you're just easily tricked.
But if he only lies, then why did he say I can only lie?
How many red flags does he need to have?
Some of them were pink. You can't... He says I only lie. He said multiple times that he only
then
lies.
Then you asked and they were like, for clarity's sake.
Yeah, but why would he be telling the truth about that if he only lies?
No, the truthful one said that it was for clarity. The lying one, and if I recall, told you a lie.
Well, no, the lying one said it's to make things more complicated. And I was like, well, it does make things more complicated,
actually.
That is
a lie.
But it did make things more complicated because
I live for you! Everyone else figured it out! Everyone else was like, only tells truths, only tells lies. Got it.
But you can't have that. Like if that
yes,
had...
you can!
It's just more of a paradox. I mean, if you stopped it, like, overthought it, it would be like a...
I thought
right,
about
well,
it the right amount. I middle-thought it. I didn't under-
or overthink
it.
It's not a machine. It's magic.
Yeah, so did... I guess wizards can be stupid.
Yeah, they're
anyway.
Stupid. Sure.
Yeah, yep. I just have a seat, to be perfectly honest. I just have a seat.
All right.
So sorry, Tavertine. We seem to have reduced your party by 3/4.
Tavertine is kind of like staring into the middle distance past you, away from your group. He is trying to affect what he obviously seems to think is like a stoic sort of expression. Whether or not that works on you is entirely up to
I'll
you.
I'll maybe put a hand on his shoulder as a comfort, I guess. I mean, it's not slimy anymore, so that, I guess, is comforting.
He turns around so that he's not really facing you, but is, again, facing the party. His face is similar to that of a bird's face. I mean, like, more than just physically. Obviously, he looks a bit like a bird. He looks like a bird because he's a bird.
Yeah, Birdman.
But imagine you had done that to a bird, the expression the bird would give you, almost like not understanding.
You going to be okay?
He nods slowly without speaking.
I was going to say, like, do we know how, like, maybe close they were in terms of, like, how many, like, you know, sort of how we've sort of developed our little group, shall we say? Do we know much about, I guess, Tavertine and
Sack? They were probably the closest to each other of anyone in Greyhill. Like, you know of no one who hung out with Tavertine more than Herdek and who hung out with Herdek more than Tavertine, so...
No,
right. Would imagine that they would call each other good friends.
Yes, because he didn't seem to like mind, or they didn't really seem to kind of matter when the two nameless Greyhillians got turned into ice and chatted. We shared a meal with them.
You absolutely would have.
Yep.
Don't know who they are. Anyway, I just have a seat.
Ziamia leaves and comes back with some driftwood. She sets it down and makes a fire and begins, well, her camping equipment was down in the hole, and no one has their camping equipment, so you have a fire, but you all sleep just on the ground. Everyone may gain the benefit of a long rest.
Oh, thank God.
I like to imagine we just didn't even bother keeping a watch.
No, I went to sleep.
No, I don't think that happens on account of there's still a lot of golems around.
Golems around. Yeah, good point. Good point. We keep playing.
Okay.
A watch is kept.
I think, if anything, this is maybe the most sleepless night you've ever had.
Yeah, point taken.
There's like 400 of them out and about.
Ah, don't suppose they'll just sort itself out, huh? Find out next time on Stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
Thank you. bombing the Death Star are at it again. Against the Queen's best wishes, we're coming from Australia, travelling 25 hours or some shit, to the UK to do a bunch of dirty live shows. You love us over there, we're institutions, we're like beans on toast, we're like the British pound. We're doing three shows. On the 22nd and the 25th of March, we're doing some intimate little shows at the Apple Tree. These shows will be cozy, they'll be like going on a date with us. We'll look into each other's eyes over a plate of spaghetti and become aroused under the table. Look for tickets to these shows in the show notes below or sanspantsradio.com/events. On the 27th of March, we're going big boy mode. With a 400-seater at Leicester Square. We'll probably spend the whole first 10 minutes being like, holy shit-a-roly, that's a bunch of guys. So if you want to see that shit, and fair enough, head to sanspantsradio.com/events and grab your tickets. Leicester Square also is nearly sold out, so for the love of God, hurry up. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/events to grab your tickets. Come see some very handsome boys say some very stupid things. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/events. Ka-chow!